been websites on them. So anybody driving by, i.e. a prospective buyer, would see the websites and would be obvious that it's a rental if you have a website out there, like mine's rentbranson.com. Okay, kind of says what it is. No, we would not need to rezone because they're going to be individual lots, and we're keeping it that way. The only difference is instead of one lot per home, we're making it three lots or two lots per home so that people have more space. My objective here, it's a beautiful piece of property. I'm in love with it. And that's really why I bought it, was because, quite frankly, I didn't want Johnny Morris or somebody else to come near it and just tear all the trees. It's gorgeous. So my intent is to keep as much of those trees up as possible. So when we do the septic tanks and we have to do those lateral lines, I'm trying to figure out, can we put them in some way, the roadways or somehow? We're going to try to integrate it so that we don't remove trees. And that's really the objective with my builder, and I'm working with Lefties on that. That is not a dead-end road, Jones Road, that their property is on. It doesn't dead-end. You can go all the way down to, just keeps going and going all the way down. As for who would maintain the road, if Karen's not or the county not, I'm going to maintain it. Are you kidding me? I'm going to keep it nice looking. The way I look at things, our company is only as good as our worst property or our worst driveway or our worst street. So of course I'm going to take care of that. We're going to do individual septics. We're not doing a plant. We're not going to be called a resort, because with a resort, you have to have a ton of amenities. I don't have amenities. So in any of the properties, I don't have resorts. We have vacation rentals. I think that was my questions. Are there any other questions that may have come up from you?
Valerie, from an operations standpoint, from what I see and hear, it seems like you guys do an amazing job. But as you're aware, I have an issue with a Division 3 permit to be approved within a residential flat subdivision. And I'm also concerned, basically, with the cluster of, yes, there are nightly rental clusters there, but based on that cluster would be the number of people that would be traversing Jones Road and from a safety.
If I may address that.
Standpoint, personally very concerned with
that. This area is what we're looking at. They wouldn't be even on Jones Road except for the very top. They're going to come down this road.
But you already have entitled properties to the left.
And that'll be a whole different access. So we're going to have two different accesses. They're not all going to be coming up this way.
That's actually, you're speaking to my point. But based on your development plan, there would be, it's just the volume of people in a residential area, basically trying to convert it to a commercial business.
I guess my question would be, how would that be any different than if these were individual lots, you would have all these individual people coming, versus I've done it so there's three lots per resident.
There are individuals that don't live there, they don't know the area, they don't know, there's not any sidewalks. And I'm just giving you my feedback. I was at the other meeting when the application
But what
was
we'll be doing is
we'll
be coming down to Jones for these. But again, what we're asking for today is this area. We're not even this area, we're not asking for just this area.
Understood, but that's
yeah, I know, just clarifying to people.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
We understand exactly why they denied it. Just say what the.
Well, I think Howard was at that meeting, and it was a 4-4 vote.
Correct. And, I can't speak to what
was it on
minutes, was compatibility, traffic safety, and honestly, for me, it was the Division 3 permit versus special use permit was one of the items of why I voted against it.
Okay.
And that might have been my fault, because I was requested to bring it as Division 3 by the board, because when she came through with the other one, it was special use, and the board turned around afterwards and said, how come we're hearing this as special use? And I don't know if you were at that meeting, but they said this needs to be a Division 3. Well, no, this was at her previous approval. That is a special use.
At the concept for her original application, correct?
The first one that was approved.
Yeah.
So then, as she's coming through, they questioned why I had it as a special use. They said this should be a Division III. So I thought, well, that's the direction that we needed to go, because the board requested why it was a special use. So that could have been. And that's why I had it come through as a Division III, as per the board's comments to me on her first application.
So the special use was approved?
Correct.
Prior?
5 units on the other property that's...
And the process has changed where we now do a D3 permit?
Well, you can always do... The D3's the... it won't go away. It's, yeah. It'll carry with the property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same purpose.
Same purpose.
Correct.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion to approve or appeal?
I would make a motion to approve it.
Do we have a second? I'm not going to second. And that's one of the hazards of only having 3 members, is if we all can't agree mm-hmm. one way or the other.
I understand. Now, if I was to change it to a special use, can that be done?
I don't know.
If you change your plan, you could reapply.
So I have to go through the whole process?
The planning commission.
I know that the concerns that Howard shared, that planning and zoning had, I don't know that the type of permit would alleviate those concerns.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling they wouldn't.
Do we need the motion failed? Do we need to make another motion?
Yep. So we need to have a decision.
Is there a motion to deny the appeal?
I'll make a motion to deny the appeal.
Do we have a second?
There's not going to be a second. I won't make a second.
Okay.
So do we need to wait till next time to have a...
Well, the chairman could second.
I will second that denial. Any further discussion? All in favor to deny, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Okay. So we have no decision of record.
Well, no. Yeah.
We
motion
did not
fails.
Approve the appeal.
Correct. Yeah.
What is her remedy? Is that it?
Well, she still has the rehearing request availability, or if she feels like she wants to reapply to the planning commission.
Okay.
But every applicant has that rehearing, that one-time rehearing.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And our last public hearing tonight, number 18-06A, David Barker.
On May 14th, 2018, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division III Special Use Permit 1810 requested by Gregory Stevenson, allowing the use of the existing single-family residence for nightly rental located at 122 Fieldstone Drive, Hollister, Missouri. This is the second special use permit issued for the nightly rental located for nightly rental located at 122 Fieldstone Drive. The applicant, David and Trudy Barker, are seeking to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission's approval. The applicant's reasons for the appeal are 1, compatibility, incompatible with surrounding residential use, 2, did not follow Robert's Rules of Order for voting, 3, didn't follow guidance code, and 4, buffer. And then the representative for the applicant is here. Last ones.
Thank you.
I like to preface this by asking you first to really pay attention to the handout, because Dave and Trudy would like for you to really see the evidence that's being presented. And I want to say that David, at this point in time, is not able to stand before this board And for Trudy, this is a very, very emotional situation. So that is why I am acting as a representative, both because I am a neighbor and have been a longtime friend of the Barkers. So in saying that, the question is, why? Why would we spend our time, our effort, and the monetary funds to come before this board and to ask you to reverse the planning and zoning decision? There are several reasons why this permit should never have been approved in the first place. This application first went before the planning and zoning on April the 9th. At that time, it was not the present owner, Mr. Stevenson, who had completed this application, but it was the owner of record on that date, which was Mr. Monninger, who was asking his permit to be transferred as a condition of a pending sale. There was a discussion and review of the Taney County Guidance Code, which says that it is the owner of the property that has to apply for the application. When it came time to vote, there was some confusion, and no vote was obtained. If you were to review the audio of that meeting, you would hear the board say several times that, and I quote, the motion died because there was no second, that it had died for a lack of motion, that the application was not approved. And then they were given instructions by the board that they could appeal to the Board of Adjustments. But that did not happen. But it was arbitrarily put back on the agenda of the next public meeting. Robert's Rules of Order says that if the motion falls to the floor, it is over and completely disappears and ceases. We now have a new owner, and he was not required to fill out a new application and to go through the normal steps of taking his application first to concept and then on to a public meeting, but was allowed to use the existing application form, which was asking for a transfer and not a new permit, and he was allowed to go straight into a public hearing. So he was allowed to come back without following the steps of the guidance code. He was not required to start a new application. I'm going to stop here and ask you to look at your handout. And the first thing in there is the application that was filled out by Mr. Monninger. And I've highlighted some things. And if you will notice, he says he is asking for a transfer, and it's showing him as the owner. The next thing is your guidance code, which does in fact say that the permit is issued to a specific owner of a property. If the property changes ownership, then the special use permit shall immediately expire. Then you have the agenda of the April 9th meeting that's showing the case number being 1810. It was Jerry Monninger. Then you have the agenda of the meeting of May the 14th, the same case number showing Gregory Stevenson on that. Then the next page is, again, your guidance code, which says that it's the owner, the property owner, that must submit the application, go into concept, and if the Planning Commission determines that the project is feasible and appropriate, then it shall be rendered to move to public meeting. So when we brought this to the attention of Planning and Zoning, the comments by the board were that we could not question them. And when we specifically said, you mean you are not going to follow either Robert's Rules of Order or your own rules again, we were told we could not question them. And this was allowed to go